So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zebarabba blah 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 blah. Why do you give me these names, girl? Not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." That's Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Excuse my lack of pronunciation.
Father, I can do nothing by my own might or power. You are my strength and my fortress. Your spirit is a holy power, and you will accomplish what you want. Lord, you are the Lord who has captured my heart. You've kindled the fire of revival within me. You know me through and through, and yet, wonder of wonders, you still love me. I will live for you every day, Lord. Amen.
Today, besides thinking on pronunciation of words, I want you to think about, as a Christian, what could you accomplish in this day without God's help?
Today's action, read Zechariah chapter 4. Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms 83-7. Restore us, God. Cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You've made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Do you feel that power of the Spirit? Maybe you do need revival. Maybe you need to get back to basics, my friend. Only you know. You and God know your heart. But if you're not feeling in your heart and your soul, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the old Lord Almighty. If you're not feeling that, then you should get back to basics. Because God's word is God's promise. It's true and faithful. And it is by his spirit that we can do those powerful miracles of old.